Hi, I'm Rosemary Martorana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and you're listening to Intelligence Unclassified. This podcast is exactly what the title states, unclassified information about current trends in homeland security for the state of New Jersey, as well as educational information and resources for your awareness. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Intelligence Unclassified. My name is Jenna Raymond. I'm an intelligence analyst with the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. Today, I'm here with my colleague, Angie Gadd, who is the subject matter expert on the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. And on August 30th in the afternoon, I was listening to a webinar at my desk, so I had headphones on. All of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, Angie was walking towards my desk. She had her phone in one hand. She was obviously speaking to me, and her other hand that wasn't holding her phone was flying around, gesturing, you know, crazily. So I stood up, took my headphones off, and said, "What?" She'd clearly been talking to me for several seconds, so she was a little, "Ugh, Jenna." And then she said, "Adnani might be dead." So if you know anything about ISIS, you know this might be big news. So Angie, just tell us, who is Abu Muhammad al-Adnani?
So Adnani is often applauded and most commonly recognized as ISIS's official spokesman. He was actually the group's megaphone for global savagery. He made repeated calls for attacks against the West, and many of the group's supporters in the West took him up on that call and conducted small attacks. The increase in ISIS terrorism globally is largely attributed to Adnani's call for attacks. However, Adnani was much more than just the group's spokesman. He had several other important roles that he fulfilled within the organization. He was the group's principal architect for external operations. He was in charge of communications and propaganda. So what that means is, for example, before an ISIS video was released, it was reviewed and approved by Adnani. He was a member of the group's Shura Council, and he was also the group's de facto leader for ISIS's territory in Syria. He is one of the group's longest-serving members. He joined in 2000, and he's part of the group's old guard. So he was recruited by ISIS's founder, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. He was trained by him. So Adnani's roots in this group go a very long way back.
So what happened? Why did you come over to my desk and say Adnani might be dead?
Good one. So on August 30th, ISIS's news agency, AMEC, reported that its second-in-command, Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, was killed in an airstrike. The U.S. confirmed that it conducted a precision airstrike, but it's still assessing the results. So until today, the United States has not confirmed that Adnani's death, but they have confirmed that they did conduct an airstrike in the area that Adnani was killed. ISIS has also not released an image of Adnani's death.
So how big of a deal is this? What does Adnani's death mean?
So Adnani's death may mean a lot to the group, but when we're talking in terms of, you know, there's many people have been talking about retaliatory or revenge attacks, which seems to be the best way for the group to assure everyone that, hey, we're still here, we're still a threat. Just because Adnani was killed doesn't mean our threat is diminished. However, that being said, ISIS has prioritized attacks in the West and the Middle East since 2014. And, you know, that has been the case regardless of Adnani's status.
So do we know who is going to take over for Adnani? Because surely they've been, you know, training people.
So ISIS probably has a succession plan in place, and leadership has likely convened or will convene a Shura meeting to decide on his replacement. So it is likely that he will be replaced by several people, I believe. Since Adnani wore several different hats, there might be several individuals that are going to fulfill his many roles. So looking at some of the individuals that could possibly replace him, there's someone by the name of Turki El-Binelli. He is a senior ISIS cleric. He's the group's chief mufti, which means legal expert on Islam who gives rulings on religious matters. He is one likely contender. Another man by the name of Abu Lukman, which is his nickname, is another likely replacement. He is the first ruler of Raqqa in Syria, and Lukman holds a law degree and has worked as an ISIS recruiter as well. A likely replacement for external operations may be Abu Muhammad al-Shimali. So he is one of the group's founders and has handled the group's foreign fighters as well. So those are three likely contenders. As to who will replace him, if it's one person or several individuals, that's still kind of to be determined at this point.
Okay. Well, it'll be really interesting, you know, when and if and how the United States confirms his death, and then to see how the group sort of moves forward from here. So thanks, Angie. That was a lot of information in, you know, just a few minutes. So, and thanks to everyone for listening to Intelligence Unclassified.
Thank you.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.